Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Today's sermon comes from the account according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Now, the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, John, whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb. We do not know where they have laid him." Peter therefore went out and the other disciple and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. And he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also. And he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. Though Mary is the first one to see Jesus, it is John who is the first to believe. As he will later say, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." After this, these disciples go home, but not Mary. Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. Mary has no home, no shelter, no refuge, no shoulder to cry upon, nowhere to rest her head. No one to dry her tears. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the only place she had to call home, the chamber of death, the tomb. Mary weeps like our father Jacob, who refused to be comforted at the supposed death of his son Joseph, saying, "I shall go down into the grave to my son mourning." Yes, Mary grieves like Jacob there, and like King David, who at the death of his first son by Bathsheba said, "Now he is dead. Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me." As Mary weeps, she stoops down and looks into her only comfort, the tomb. And as she looked, she saw two angels sitting in white, one at the head and the other at the feet where Jesus' body had lain. It reminds me so much of our Easter display here on the altar, the lilies at the foot and the head of this altar, dressed in white. The angel said to her, "Woman," a title deep and profound, recalling the Garden of Eden, when it was not good for man to be alone, when God made him a suitable companion. "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman," he said, "for out of man she was taken." "Woman," they said to her, but she was alone. Death and grief were her only companions. "Woman," they said, "why art thou weeping?" So she said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." My Lord, she called him. Even in death, she honors Jesus like faithful Sarah, who submitted to her husband Abraham, calling him Lord. My Lord, she said. Now, when Mary had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. Not a lifeless corpse lying on the ground, but standing there before her, very much alive. And yet she did not know that it was Jesus. The veil of death was still blinding her eyes. Fear and grief clouded her heart. Jesus said to her, the first recorded words of our Lord after his bloody crucifixion, after his atonement for our sin, the first words of our resurrected Savior. He said to her, woman, bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh, my bride, my church, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, Lord, not my Lord, but Lord, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. See how Mary, in all her grief and sorrow, see how she is like the church, indeed symbolizing the whole church, who yearns for the body of Jesus. As it was then, so it is now, yearning for the body of our Lord. But Mary thought Jesus was a gardener, and she wasn't far from the truth. Jesus had come forth like a gardener, like Adam in Eden, like Noah after the flood. Like a gardener, then Jesus came forth from death to plant, to water, and to make all things new. And so he said to her, Mary, which means beloved. Jesus calls all who belong to him beloved. He calls us by name and loves us individually, every single member of his body, his church, his bride. Beloved, he says. And upon hearing her Lord's voice say her name, when he speaks that word of love, that word that casts out all fear and all grief and sorrow and death, she turned and said to him, Rabboni! Which is to say, teacher. At once, she cleaves to him like a bride to her bridegroom. As is written, a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Oh, how Mary loved him. This is the one who taught her all things, her teacher, her Rabboni, her Lord, who cast out 7 demons from her, who gave himself for her on the cross that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself in glory, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. This Jesus did not only for Mary, but for the whole church, for everyone whom he calls beloved. He is not only the bridegroom of Mary, but of the whole church. He needed to go forth to unite us all to himself, that we all might cleave to him in love forever. And this is why he says to Mary, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. That is to say, by the death and resurrection of His Son, we are reconciled to God and may now call upon Him as our Father, as our God. Abba, we cry, and expect from Him every good thing. At once, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that He had spoken these things to her. This message has been passed down from generation to generation. And now, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. We stand to sing the canticle.